All right, Max, congratulations. What were your emotions, your thoughts when you got the call and you were selected by the Bills?
Man, my emotions were like uncontrollable. Like I told myself I wasn't gonna cry when I got the call, but as soon as I seen Buffalo Bills, I bursted out crying. I'm just so happy and so thankful and so blessed to be able to, continue my career in the NFL, and I'm so excited to get to work.
Can you take us through your conversations with the team, leading into the draft, any meetings you had, phone calls, anything of that nature?
So the Bills were actually my first formal meeting at the combine, and I think it went great. And then I had a top 30 visit with them, and man, I was blown away. Like I enjoyed every second of that. Every coach, my position coach, the DC, the head coach, the GM, like man, I got along with everybody, and it just felt like home. And I'm so excited that really made it happen.
What do you bring to the table?
I bring juice. I bring being a good teammate. I bring leadership, and I'm gonna bring Josh Allen the ball back.
Thanks.
Hi, Max. Sal Capaccio here, WGR Radio in Buffalo. Congratulations on being selected by the Bills.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. Tell us about Ray Davis, your connection to him, what you know about the Buffalo Bills through Ray Davis. He had a bunch of eyeball emojis when he knew that you were being selected on social media.
Tell Ray Davis I'm moving in. That's like my brother though. Like he was on the call with Coach Merrill when I got picked, and I'm just so happy to be reunited with him. That's a great teammate, and I know that he's gonna be someone that hey, I can ask a bunch of questions with, and he's gonna help me out. He's gonna guide me, and we're gonna ball together. I can't wait.
As far as a scheme fit, comfortability playing zone, man to man. I know you've played a little bit of everything, but can you just kind of speak to what you what you do as far as how it goes with zone or man to man defense?
See, I feel like I'm so versatile that I can come out, play man, or I can play zone. I can play off man. I can play press man. I can disguise. So I'm happy to just be able to go into an organization with a beautiful scheme that'll allow me to get the ball back.
All right, so I know you said you prefer Max. I'm reading on your PR notes here. It says nickname is Mad Max. Is that
For
correct?
sure.
And
Yes,
how did that come
sir.
about?
So that actually came about back in Little League. I was a lot smaller growing up. So, but my coach always said, like, hey, he might be small, but you're not gonna run over him. You're not gonna bully him. He was like, that's Mad Max right there. And I was like, you know what? I like that. That's gonna stick with me. It's fitting because when I get on the field, I really turn into Mad Max.
I love that. Well, with a guy who has a son named Max, I call him Mad Max. I appreciate that. So thank
Ah,
you very
yes,
much. All
sir.
right, congratulations again.
Appreciate that.
Hi, Max. Matt Perino here from Syracuse.com. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
The video of you is kind of circulating of how much you were celebrating with all the guys taken before you. I mean, the energy is, it's on display. Where does that come from?
Honestly, it just, that's just how I am. I'm a very happy and energetic person. And the fact that I'm in the green room right now is just so exciting for me. And the fact that I knew majority of the guys that got picked, of course, I had to show some love. Like, man, these are my brothers, man. We worked so hard for this opportunity, and to all hear our names called, man, it's truly beautiful. And I'm so glad that I was able to hype them up and then later on hear my name the same night. It's a blessing.
I saw in one of the draft profiles in you that your favorite player is Jalen Ramsey, and that you two players are, that share a similar confidence. Would you say that that's accurate? And why Jalen Ramsey?
I do say that as accurate, and particularly I love the Jaguars, Jalen Ramsey, because he played with so much swagger, man. You knew he was that guy. You knew not to try him, man. I just want to be able to go out there with that same confidence, knowing that if you come at me, it's not 50-50. That's my ball.
Brandon talked about, one of the things that people talked about during the draft process with you is maybe not being the best tackler. And he said that when they watched you on tape, there's want to, a willingness. Is that something that you embrace? Is trying to something that you're trying to improve? And is that something that you thought that you improved at while you were at Kentucky?
Yeah, that's something that I can always improve. Everything in my game I can improve. And that's something that going to the NFL, I'm gonna still keep that dog in me. I wanna tackle. I wanna get my nose dirty. It just comes down to following through my technique and following through my coaching, and I'm gonna make it happen.
Thank you so much, Max. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey Max, Catherine Fitzgerald from the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I just wanted to follow up on you saying it felt like home when you came to visit here. What was it? Was it that more football based, community based? Like, what was it that kind of gave you that feeling?
Pretty really both, like being at that facility and just meeting the whole coaching staff and even get to see some of the players, like it just felt like I belonged there. And the facility was beautiful too, by the way, but it just felt like that was home for me because The conversations I was having with the coaches, we was just connecting, we was just vibing, and it just, I could feel safe calling them my coach, and I'm just so excited that they made it happen.
And then tell us some about your jacket. There's pictures on the inside, right?
Pictures of the fam on the inside. I had to throw my family on the inside because that's my biggest support. They never missed a game coming up, and I just love them, and they all came through this process with me.
What was it like for them getting to see that you were gonna wear that on draft night?
A lot of happy tears coming down.
Amazing. Thank you. Congrats.
Thank you.
Hey, Max, John Scott from the NBC affiliate here. Congratulations. Brandon mentioned you've put on some weight. What are you weighing at now, and how do you think that may affect your play compared to being a little lighter before?
I'm about 192 right now. And honestly, it's just extra armor. Bulk up a little bit. I could still bust a 428 right now if I wanted to.
And we've seen what you could do once the ball is in your hands. How did you develop that knack for finding the end zone, especially on the defensive side of things?
So honestly, it really all starts with preparation. I'm the type of player where I think like I have to catch like a receiver because when that ball's in the air, I'm gonna adjust like a receiver and take it back to the house. And my mindset when I do get an interception is score, like make it easy on the offense, let them chill out a little longer. Go ahead, score. Go get you one.
Appreciate it, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, Max. Andy Young with Spectrum News. Congrats. So, what has been your impression of the Bills watching from the outside and watching football games, seeing them in the playoffs, that sort of thing?
Man, I know that, hey, we just one piece away, and I feel like I'm that missing piece. I feel like this team is a Super Bowl ready team, and we're gonna go out there and attack it. And I actually got to watch them play when they came to Detroit. Ray Davis had gave me some tickets, and I seen Josh Allen go out there and put out a master class. And I was like, hey, I wouldn't mind that being my quarterback. And the fact that it really happened now, I'm super excited and super ready to get to work with him.
Awesome. Congrats again, man.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Max. Congratulations, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Appreciate that.